Simon Shinvov. We're holding in Sip Dalad.
What are those two little white things?
Those are my pills. Okay. So we're holding in the Mishaburas in on Sif Dalet, and we wanted to look at the Bir Halacha over here to explain a point. But I think what we'll do is we'll finish up the Mishaburas and then we'll go back to the Bir Halacha. So here we are with the person in Sirchus. He's hiring this worker. So holding a Sif Katan Yutess. So if he hires him for a month, but he makes up to pay for each day, so Mishaburas of Katan Yutess. He pays according to the amount of days, even though he's hired for the whole month, but since he's paying according to the amount of the days, so then that's called a Sker Yoim, and will be also Sker Shabbos will be problematic. Included in this is that the person can back out. And he backs out in the middle of the week. He only has to pay for the days that he worked, not for the full week. So the Mishabura says, even though he ends up actually handing him the money at the end for the whole month at one time, but we look at it that he's paying him for each day. And the way we measure that is because if he backs out in the middle of the week, the Balabais only has to pay per the days that the person worked, not for the full week. So it's not considered a sucker of the week or of the month, unless when he backs out, the Balabais has to compensate based on the week or the month. Okay. Fine. Now, Mishabura then moves to a different point. We'll go back to that point again, but he moves to a different point. He says like this: the din of Schar Shabbos applies not only to work, because again, the work is not a work, which is also to do on Shabbos. So the problem is because of the malacha, it's receiving payment for Shabbos. So it applies to renting items as well. If he rents out a house for the month, or room for a month, and the renter pays per day, which means if the renter backs out in the middle of the month, he only pays for the days that he lived there, not more. So each means each day is a separate payment. So in that situation, the owner of the apartment cannot get paid for the Shabbos, because he's paying each day separately. Within Oysama Malvin Baribis, Lena Yehudi, the Shana the Chedesh. And similarly, a person who is lending money, Tzichim Yizarshal Lahasis, Yim Alebe, Bistam, Shisham, Lord, the Fitchesh, Ben Yamim, Shi Yaksik, Amos, Tachas Yodim. If he charges them per day, their interest is per day. So that interest, which is for Shabbos, is going to be a problem. If the arrangement is he pays according to the days, which means if the guy pays back the loan in the middle of the week, he only pays ribis for those days, not for the full week. If that's the arrangement, so each day is its own payment of ribis, that's going to be a problem. The fees that actually call yom b'yom if they hatsmoy. So he cannot charge him. The Yisrael can't get Skar Shabbos for his money that he let out. So he'd have to pay. He would have to subtract from the final cost to the goy all the Shabbos. So he has to make the following arrangement: if the goy pays back another week, either he has to pay for the full week, even though he only ends up having the money for half the week, or he doesn't have to pay at all for the last week. But to pay for the amount of days of that week means the payment is not really per week; it's per day. So then he can't pay for the. Then he can't receive ribbis for Shabbos. So Mershe says, So a common application of this, the chara at first glance, is bank. A person has a bank account. So he's getting interest. If they calculate it based on how long you've had it, you know, they have it based on a daily time that you've had it. So they're paying for each day separately, so they're paying for Shabbos separately. So Rish says it says at first glance it should be a problem. And the answer is it's not a problem. Because by Havlah, it's mutter. And since the way they calculate their days is from midnight to midnight, so the Erev Shabbos payment is partially for Friday, partially for Friday night. The Shabbos payment is partially for Shabbos morning, partially for Motzei Shabbos. So the payment is not only for Shabbos, so it's mutter. But he does point out in a case where you're going to have Shabbos and a Yom Tov D'Oraisa back to back, like we just had the last days of Pesach, that Friday was Yom Tov D'Oraisa and Shabbos was Shabbos, so that for the 24-hour period of Friday morning, from midnight of Friday morning until midnight of Shabbos morning, that 24-hour period was they're being paid ribbis, and there's instance of Schar Shabbos, and it's not Bavlo. So that money is going to be a problem. And then Meshuas, it'll be Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. Meshuas is Motzi Shabbos. So from Shabbos morning, from 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning till 12 p.m. Saturday night going into Sunday, the payment of ribbis for that day is going to be Osir. So Rosh says you can't stop them. There's no way to stop it because it's automatic. But you should take the money, that amount of money, and give it away anonymously to tzedakah. You're not getting any benefits, as it were, from the money because you're not allowed to benefit from that money. That money you have no right to. So that's how you would deal with it in that situation. So you figure out how much money you think that's going to be, and you give that money away. That's Mishnah Berurah's definition of whether it's a Schir Yom or not, is when he backs out, how do you calculate it? You calculate it by the week or by the day or whatever. Let's say, for example, a person rents an apartment for a month. So even if he leaves after 3 weeks, he still has to pay for the full month. So that's a Schir for the month. A person rents a hotel room. He pays per day. So over there, if a Jew would own a hotel, at first glance you'd have a problem with the payments for Shabbos, because that's Schar Shabbos. Again, so the way you would do it is you do it by Havlah, that partially he's charging for Shabbos and partially he's charging for Motzei Shabbos or Erev Shabbos and Friday night. Maybe he's charging, according to the Jewish calendar, since he's charged every each day separately, and he backs out after 9 days, even though he originally rented for 14, he only pays for 9. If that's the arrangement, so each day is paid separately, so the Shabbos would be a problem. Okay, so the Rambam said in a situation where if he pays even though he's committing to rent to work for a month, if he's paying him per day, it's called Schir Yom. Says the source of this is Iran. Sifkat Chav. So the Mishnah Berurah, Vaseir Shuz Yaakov Charlik. Shuz Yaakov disagrees. Sirle the Iran ain't Raya Ladinzeb. The Iran's case is different. The Minyanenu.
What's the Iran's?
We'll see in a second. The scenario over here, after Shalfi Devor of Yuchel Lachser Lasalka Bem Sashua. The arrangement is that he could back out during the week. But in general, he committed to rent for the month. So he's purchasing per month and he's paying for the month. If he backs out in the middle of the month, he pays him per day. So it comes out, he's a Schir Yom. So that's what the Shuz Yaakov is saying. That's not true. Since the Maisa, the commitment was for a month, and he made a price for the month, okay. The Ran's case where the Shuz Yaakov says there never was the month commitment. It just was that that he pays per day, even though he ends up paying him for the full month at the end. So he hands him over the money. He may say, I don't mind you pay me at the end of the month. You don't have to pay me per day. But the amount you owe me is per day. So that's, Imran says, that's not called Havlo. According to Imran, that's not called Havlo. Because even though he's handing him the lump sum of the full month's worth of payments at the end, but really it's a payment of each day separately, being given at one shot. But this scenario over here, where he's committing to rent for the full month, even though he could back out, but since he's probably not going to back out, that's called a Sechir Chodesh. Okay. Or he could say for 10 days worth. Fine. Zot Mishnah Berurah. Ma Shenogim HaSecherim Lischer Yehudi Erev Shabbos Lishmer HaGolus Min HaGenevim. So they hire a Jewish worker to stand there over Shabbos and watch. They go to the fair, and you know they have all of their animals, wagons, etc. So they hire a Jew to act as a shomer over Shabbos to watch that nothing should get stolen. Kasha. So that's very problematic because he's being paid for Shabbos. During the weekdays, the Sechir doesn't need the Shmir because, you know, he's going back and forth, but etc. Shabbos, the animal's just standing over there. It's not doing any work. It's been stabled, whatever it is. But it's not, you're not with it, so it's not safe. So the Chara, paying the fellow to watch it for Shabbos is problematic. Echa Sechir Oira Lifnaiver, Kim Shiyadeh Shabbavada Yakabal Skar Shabbos. He's over at Lifnaiver by arranging, making this arrangement, because he's paying the fellow Skar Shabbos. Chem Roy Shiyasti, Mashtarcha Shishmer, Gamba Yoim, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, as it shows, Mosavik Kisker Shabbos Bavlo, Vashari. So the solution is that he should, the Sharmer should start a few hours before Shabbos, or a few hours, extend a few hours after Shabbos. He's getting paid not only for Shabbos, but also for Motzei Shabbos, or also for Erev Shabbos. So now it's called Havlo and it's Mutter. So let's say the scenario where you have a waiter working on Shabbos. So Lachari is getting paid for his work on Shabbos at Tzchar Shabbos. But if part of the arrangement is that he has to come Erev Shabbos and set up, he has to come up to Shabbos and clean up, so part of his job is to work before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So that's called Havlo now that he's getting paid for the work of Shabbos as well. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go back at let's go back at Sif Kotnir's cast again, and then we'll see the Bir Halacha. So he says, if it was a Sechir Shabbos, or Sechir Chodesh, or Sechir Shana, or Sechir Shavua, so then he's allowed to pay in that situation for Sechir Shabbos, and therefore the person has a Karayis on Shabbos as well. So if the fellow backs out in the middle of the week, he still has to pay for the full week, the way we're saying right now. Still has to pay him for the full amount, or he doesn't pay him for that week at all, whatever the range might be. So he doesn't have to go back and now subtract. We said if he doesn't, like we said, according to what we're saying right now, according to this opinion of the Shus Yaakov, Sid Kotnikov, if he hired him for a full month, even though he could back out and he paid per day, but since he's not planning to back out and he didn't back out, so it's not a problem with Shkar Shabbos. Now, what if he did back out? The car over there is a Sechir Shabbos problem. But if the arrangement is if he backs out, that he either loses the whole week or he pays for the whole week, either the worker doesn't like to pay for that week at all, or the owner, the hirer, has to pay him for the full week anyway. Either way, that's not called Sechir Shabbos. So now he doesn't have to subtract the payments for the previous Shabbos. Okay.
Good evening, Dr.
Zot the Bir Alacha. Nice and light. I'm Mr. Bruce, because of the Yachal and Akas Lemmy Skari, Im Lashamar Bishabas. I'm sorry. Now, he said at the end of that Sifkot and Yurkes, but if the Shomer didn't do his job and watch on Shabbos, which we're saying right now, he's mechiv to watch on Shabbos as well. If he didn't, so the fellow said, I'm not going to pay you. If you didn't do your job, I'm not going to pay you. So, just like if you didn't work on Tuesday, he says, I'm not going to pay you. Now, the way we're learning over here, the reason why this is mutter, it's with Tolim Machlokes in the Shus Yaakov and the Pshat, which Mr. Burr quotes in Sukkot and Chav, and the Pshat that Mr. Burr says in Sukkot and Yotes. It's according to the Shus Yaakov that the person backs out, he could back out, and only gets paid for those days. So if a person didn't work, that's equivalent to backing out for that day, so he doesn't get paid for that day. But since, in general, he's not going to do that, it's not called Skir Shah, it's not called Skir Yom. According to the Pshat that Mr. Burr said, that the only reason why it's not called Skir Yom is because if the person backs out in the middle of the week, he still gets paid for the week. So what do you mean if the person wasn't Shomer Shabbos, we subtract the cost of the Shabbos. So then he's being paid per day. So now, if that's true, when he doesn't back out, when he does do his work on Shabbos, he's getting paid for Shabbos specifically because he worked on Shabbos. That's a specific payment because on Shabbos. Hurrah, if he didn't work on Shabbos, he doesn't get paid for that day. So we're back to, so how's that mutter? So Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter. Can you really push it? Mishnah Berurah, it's push it for me, that's true. V'avta b'chayonim klal samach, din ches masha d'kashinaka loy, im lo yishmer b'shabbos, su loy machashe b'avlo. So the chayonim says, like we're saying, I don't get it. If you're telling me that if he doesn't work on Shabbos, he doesn't get paid. So you're saying that each day is his own separate payment. Happened to me, he paid him a lump sum, but he's paying per day because, all right, the day doesn't work, he doesn't get paid. So how's that halavlo? It's not halavlo anymore. And it's also, that's the chayonim says. Let me hear a cloud. Now the Mishnah Berurah, he's wrong. Okay. So he says his raya from the Mor Ksubis is not a raya. That's him halo yachal laksa mikhtosatoi. So okay, b'vari tikno shi'chashul choyam b'vnei atzman. There we're dealing with the husband and the wife are having an argument, and one of them is refusing tashmish. So we say if the wife refuses tashmish, so each day her ksuba gets diminished. If the husband refuses tashmish, each day we add on to the ksuba. So Tosfos over there says, so the Lachar is a promise chir Shabbos. If you add on each day, so the woman's getting a payment, her sofa into the ksuba for the fact that on Shabbos that he refused tashmish. So he says, and Tosfos raises the question that should be called skir Shabbos, skar Shabbos. So there's over there, at any given moment, each day is charged separately. At any given moment, he can stop the fight and go back to having normal relations. So then the fight ends, and there's no more payments. That's over there. And therefore each day is considered its own day. That's what the Mora says. Tosfos says that they only add on a half a tarpik, which is a tais coin per day, which means at the end of the week they add on three tarpiks, which is six half tarpiks. Tosfos says it can't be seven because otherwise the problem is Skar Shabbos for the seventh day, because each day Betzim is a distinct day. He hired him for the month. So just because the guy doesn't work, do his work for the day, and therefore he's penalized, doesn't mean he's a skir yom. He's a skir shab. He's a skir chodesh. Even if he's hired per week or per month, if he doesn't work, he doesn't work. We don't pay him. He didn't keep his part of the commitment, the watching for that day or doing the work for that day. I'll be okay. Mikri Shabbos Balabaflo. Okay, nearly born. Now I don't know why this is not told in this issue over here of the Shvut Yaakov. That he quotes in Simchat Chof, and I don't know. That's something that's not clear to me. And I remember this is not a new problem. That it's not clear to me. It's an old problem. Okay. Sif Hey. So when you hire a chazan, so you're paying him for singing on Shabbos. So that's the problem of Schar Shabbos. Because we consider the Tzarech Mitzvah, and the Issur Schar Shabbos doesn't apply to Tzarech Mitzvah. So that's some say. If he's paid not for Shabbos, separately and distinctly, but he's paid per month or per year, so that's not a problem. Chav Beis, he's followed by Shabbos. Hashem should not do Schar Shabbos. You can't hire the Chazan because you're paying him Schar Shabbos. Yesh Mishamater, Chav Gimel. Seal the Mokim Mitzvah, the Gazer Rabban al Schar Shabbos, Bezez. Chazal did not ask for Schar Shabbos by Mokim Mitzvah. However, the money which a person gets for working on, for quote unquote working on Shabbos, not at work which is also, but for doing things on Shabbos, that money doesn't get simon bracha. So so in a case where a person has no food, he doesn't need simon bracha, he needs the food, right? But if a person has enough, he wants to get the advantage of bracha, so he loses bracha over here. The suggestion over there, I remember where the Mishabur points this out, is to use it for tzedakah purposes. So using it for tzedakah purposes, you sort of beat the system, because tzedakah always comes with a bracha. So you're saying you can't get a simon bracha from this money, but if you use it for tzedakah purposes, you could get a simon bracha from the money, because now it's been used for the mitzvah of tzedakah, which brings bracha to it. So that is the suggestion. The person's able to, the person should use the money which he gets, even though he has had to use the money for this money, the chazan has the right to get the money, he should turn around, if possible, and use it for mitzvah purposes. Okay. Come on, come in, verse and bracha. Because of who had been, these card, Takeya, this would apply to paying your Baal Tkia for Rosh Hashanah. So you have to pay him. You're paying him for work on Yom Tov. Welcome also this for a chazan on the Kabbalah Shabbos Yom Tov Gufa, Rakim Rav Shabbos. But you cannot make the actual hiring, like talking about last minute, waiting until Rosh Hashanah itself to hire the chazan. That would not be possible. You have to do it beforehand. If he's hired the Chodesh of the Shana, it's mutter. Perish he spell the gam b'mesachol the daven during the weekdays as well. If he only davens all the Shabbos of the year, so weiter he's hired to work not for the year but to work for the 50 Shabbos of the year. So weiter that's Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos. But he's hired to work in the weekday as well. Shalom lechodesh the shuvah basachas and he gets paid for the week or the month. The meaning is to be makel to hire them just for Shabbos, is not for the weekday as well. If they don't make up a price beforehand, so then there's no Schar Shabbos. And if he gives the money afterwards, okay. Now, so the woman, the Mialetis, goes and takes care of a woman the midwife is taking care of a woman who's in the birthing process, and she does the work. Now she wants to get paid for her work. She did it on Shabbos. It's a problem with Schar Shabbos. He says, no, it's not a problem with Schar Shabbos. The question is, why not? One suggestion in the Rishonim is because Chazal were afraid. You see that Chazal, in certain cases, were matter, certainly served Rabbanan, because they're afraid if we don't, they're not. Well, nimsa temachshilam lasid lovei. They're going to be. You're going to give them a stumbling block. You're going to tempt them not to want to do it again. So the example on Yom Tov, where there's an officer of Hutzah, let's leave Shabbos out. Yom Tov, the person that goes out to Chusit Kum to be Matzil, to protect the city from some danger, he said, okay, you know, you're in Chusit Kum, so you have to stay there the rest of Shabbos. The guy says, I'm never going to go out and do this again. Next time there's a danger, I'm staying home because I got stuck sitting out in the field for all of Shabbos. So you're Makshilam Lasid Lovin, or Yom Tov. So now, over here, if I tell them a Yeletis, that you know you're going to work all this work on Shabbos, you're not going to get paid. We're afraid that she's not going to want to do it next time. So therefore, they were matter so she can get paid.
How can pay Hatzolah drivers?
Well, the whole Hatzolah drivers, they're doing it
volunteer.
Volunteer.
But if you don't have volunteers, you could probably pay somebody.
Now, there's a prima gana which argues a different lakuda, that he says that the pshat is that pikuach nefesh is daich Shabbos, means the gabi pikuach nefesh, we deal with it as if it's a weekday. So once that's true, that if it's a weekday, so there's no din of schar Shabbos vis a vis the din of taking care of pikuach nefesh. Right? So now this interesting question which comes up with the Mishnah Drasha brings up here, let's say they're treating a non-Jewish patient. So the argument of we have to be matzah, otherwise they're not going to do it again, applies to a Jew, because the Jew we have a mitzvah to save. So we're saying, okay, if you don't allow this person to get paid, they're not going to save the Jew. So what are you saying here? If you don't allow this person to get paid, they're not going to save the non-Jew, because they won't save the non-Jew. Right? So the that can't be the heter. This that can't be a heter. And this svara of the prima gadim that says that pikuach nefesh is derech Shabbos, kisef et kilo, it's a weekday, doesn't really apply either. Right? Whatever the heter to do this thing is. So there are some, he brings over here that there's some who say that in that situation, the person gets paid, but they should not keep the money for themselves. That type of payment, they really should be giving away. But they, but they bring over here from Yisrochanan is quoted that he said it's mutter to get paid by the non-Jew as well. And Pashas, the reason why it's mutter, because we'll see later on, we get to those halachas, is because we deal with treating a non-Jew is also because nefesh for Yisrael. Because if we were not treat non-Jews, we'd create this very untenable position of that the Jews only caring about Jews which are dying on Shabbos, but non-Jews that are allowing to die on Shabbos, that would be an untenable position, would be very dangerous for the Jewish people in the country. So you're potentially dealing with preventing some type of a pogrom. So that's called, and that's the answer because of nefesh, so right there you have to get paid for it. Okay. Sif Vav. So chefse shemayim. So we told them it's a chefse chazaser. But what about chefse shemayim? Mutar l'daber behem. So those are mutar to discuss. Going cheshbon shel mitzvah that I need to figure out how much money I need. You know, I need to calculate the cost for a suda, whatever it might be. Well, if it's a stock, a person can commit to an appeal. The person can deal with there's something which the tzibur needs. So even though it's not really a mitzvah, it's the financial needs of the tzibur. But me as an individual coming and helping the financial needs of the tzibur is called a mitzvah. Arrange for marriages. Malamed sefer umnis, or arrange for hiring somebody to teach him be a malamed, or somebody to teach him a type of a skill. So all those are mutter to discuss. You're allowed to discuss if the person wants to get hired. Abu the sakra, to hire him. Well, has geschum amos. And to actually tell him the amount is also usher. Yeah, sure, the Malcolm Shinogim Litin La Curry, the Torah Mishaberach, Relit Stoker Lachazin. The Osir Bishabas leaves a Kamagitin. Some people hold that you cannot commit to a certain amount by Mishaberach and Shabbos. I mean, Lahoko, the Mutter leaves a Stoker. This is setting an amount of stock you're going to give, and that goes under the heter. We're saying that's Chafsei Shemayim, which is Mutter. Okay. Zok di Mishnah Bura. Chafei Chafsei Shemayim. Let's see, Mimsosh Mishabas Rechlecha, Mimsosh Chafsecha. And we say, Midarshim, the word Midarshim from the word Chafetzecha, Asurim, Chafsei Shemayim, Mutterim. The Shabbos is a day that you must refrain from arranging and taking care of and finding a way to get your chafetz, your things that you need and desire. But that which is Chafsei Shemayim is Mutter. So you said, Cheshbon is Shamit says Mutter. For example, I need to figure out how much I need for Sudas Mitzvah. I want to discuss with somebody. He made a chasna. What's the cost of a chasna? Right? So that's Sudas Mitzvah. That's a tzedakah. La'niyim ala besek neses. It could be either for niyim or to give to the shul. Either way, that's mutter to arrange to make it that amount on Shabbos. Not a bezek chevitz al besek neses. To commit to give a certain item, gam ken noy gam olam lahakol, so that's permitted. Galva gab der minin, ein marichin, vein makdishim b'shabbes, kis the commandment simin shilam ates. So you cannot be marich, which means learning erech plony alai, committing to a certain amount of money. You cannot be makdish something on Shabbos. So how can I give this item to the shul on Shabbos, the sefer, whatever it is? That's which Chazal asked. Well, yes, it's didan mutter to give it to our quote unquote hektish, which means to the shul. That's mutter. They remain chulin. So over there, they change their status and they become hektish. So that's like you're being changing what it is. That's like a form of a haknoah that goes into the isser of business. But over here, it remains chulin. But mikol makom chachila nochal nizor shemak tishayz a chavetz b'yidu b'shabbos. A person wants to give a specific item on Shabbos. Let's say a Torah, let's say a Torah, and it's a sefer Torah or the Torah for that. Shekishenu b'fi meir Shabbos, a filo b'nele b'natzma. He should make the declaration of the commitment of using this item for the shul before Shabbos. Even though nobody else is there, was a filu mevi'ah b'shabbos the basic nesses and elam mefarsim a hektish meir b'shabbos. So reality is the commitment and the ownership transferred through his commitment from before Shabbos. It's like hektish in that sense. Amirasa the gemoy kimisrasa the hetid. Practically, he didn't bring it till later, till on Shabbos. Okay, who took most the stock of a chayfitz you do to commit to a certain amount of money, but not an item. Mutter filo chachila b'shabbos kol yama. That's mutter, because you're not giving a specific item. You're just saying a certain amount of money. V'tam datam da also lahakdish shumi shum dehavi kimechel kumemker. So, being makdish an item, since you have a rule of mirasa the gemara kimisrasa lehedit, so being makdish an item is transferring it. So transferring is like mechel kumemker. That's true over there. Because it's being taken out of the rishus of the person into the rishus of hektish. That's why hektish is osur, because it's like a mekach. But over here, we're saying shaykh b'mitzvus b'mos, but my money, when he says he's committing to give $25 to stalker, that's immediately $25 of his gets moved over to the ownership of stalker. He has a commitment to give money. Money is fungible. So no specific money which becomes transferred to the rishus of hektish at that point. It doesn't designate what he's giving. which one. So I'm saying I'm giving a general statement of what I'm giving. Even though he has a sefer Torah in his house, he says I'm giving a sefer Torah. Maybe he means a different one. He's going to buy one and give it. So it's, that which he has does not become hektish. Therefore, there's no problem with being miyachid, saying that sentence without the yichud on Shabbos. So Chesed Shemaim is mutter the fakeh liske rabbi. La'ayin olachkor, to look into the situation. The tzarech rabbim hey have a tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech rabbim is considered tzarech mitzvah for the people which are being yosek in it. Mutter filo leilach lebatek retartiyos shemiskansin shoma enem yehudim kefet keach b'shil rabbim. He can go to their gathering houses even though they're stadiums. That you have to go. You go.
We're talking about saying what statement.
Because of poiskim the lehutra amira leni yehudi lasses malacha v'lo shuas acher b'shul iskei rabbim. So, however, you're allowed to discuss tzarchei rabbim on Shabbos, but you cannot have the Jew ask the non-Jew to do work, or even the rabbanon for that purpose. The racha bikuch shem he's asked is b'dvora b'dorim b'loy malacha. We're being mad to this of a daber dover. Discussing it. That were Magmata. You're allowed to discuss Tzarchei Rab. But making arrangements for any actions, that's a Mirlachum. So if it's going to be a Malacha or a Rabbanon, you're raising a Mirlachum on the Rabbanon, Mirlachum on the Raisa, which is Osir. The doctor Bikuch, he's asking the Dvar Malay Malacha, the Osir B'Tzarchei Yachim, Mishum Dabar Dabar, say, Hutu the Dvar Mitzvah or the Tzarch Rab. However, we do know that there is such a heter that a shoes to shoes from Mokum Tzarech Rabim is a valid kula. So we'll see certain kulas about that, but that's not this issue. The issue over here is arranging for the marriage of the daughter, not of the son. I'm sure that either one will work. Or you want to arrange for to get a Rebbe or teach him an umnus? Arranging for that person should have a trade is a way that they shouldn't be a gazlan. So that's also part of mitzvah. Okay? Now, it's a mutzah to discuss it, but you can't actually hire him. So some say that you cannot on Aliyah say how much you're going to give. Give me shaberich, and we'll work out the moments after Shabbos. But the minute goes the mekel, because it's closer to being posted stock. Now let's not run through this last shavura. We'll hold that for tomorrow's session.